Okay, let's go.
Call to order the Finance and Audit Committee meeting. Committee meeting on January 25th, 2022 at 5:05 p.m. Call to order, Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States,
of America, and to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call.
Director Wargle.
Here.
And we currently do not have a second director on the Finance and Audit Committee because Director Sanderson retired in December. So it's just Director Wargle on this committee right now. Calvin Louis, General Manager. Absent.
There you go. No, he's not there.
No, it's just us. Looks like. All right, so if you go to your financials, on the first page, we have the balance sheet. And on line 3, we have the checkings and savings. On line 5, we have the LAIF account. Those two combined have come out to $1,106,485. And the district's liabilities on line 30 was approximately at $843,832 at the month end. Do you have any questions on this page?
No.
All right, so if we move on to the next page, the profit and loss, and year-to-date is currently at 50% of the year. So down on line 13, we have the basic facilities fee. These are fees charged for new service connections, meter installations, and upgrades. These revenues are budgeted conservatively due to their unpredictable nature. Year-to-date consists of 2 3/4-inch meters in installations in July, one during in August, and one in December. So they're budgeted pretty low just because they're so unpredictable, but this year we had a lot more activity in that line than we expected, which is a good thing. And then line 14, we have the standby fees, tax revenue. This account includes the standby fees assessed for all parcels in the district. The minimum fee is $5 per acre and can be more depending on the location and nature of the parcel. The bulk of these receipts often occur around January and May and can occasionally cause year-to-date to trend over or under budget, which is why it's really low right now. I'm going to go all the way down. So we have the payroll and benefits in line 39, which is the very bottom. You can see that the total is at 46%, so it's just a little bit below budget. But if you have any questions on any of the specific lines, I can explain the reason for that.
Calvin.
Hi, Calvin. We're looking at the profit and loss sheet in the financials, if you wanted to follow along. We're on page 1, but we're about to turn to page 2 of the profit
and loss. All
right, that's fine. Okay. I'm sorry, Director Wargle, did you have any questions on that page?
No, I'm good.
Okay, so we're going to move on to the next page of the profit and loss sheet. If you go down to... Then this is where the expenses begin. So on line 44, we have utilities wells. That's at 61%. This account includes the electricity costs relating to district wells and pumping activity. Year-to-date is currently at 61% of the budget due to increased consumption during summer months. I'm going to go all the way down to line 63, which is printing and publications. This one's at 5%.
What number?
63, printing and publications.
Okay.
So this account includes the printing and publication costs for any district notices or reports. What I have here, it says it's currently at 5% due to the timing of expenses, but I do know that looking at the recent, the past budgets each year, this account was included for... the field crew worker advertisements, which was really high the past 3 years. So it was budgeted at that level. And we didn't do, I think the last time we did the field crew advertisements was in the last fiscal year. But we are looking into some field crew advertisements that's either really cheap or it's free to the district, and it's focused on specifically water operator things. So it's in that field, so hopefully we'll get some response from that. Each of these sections, they're all pretty close to budgeted. So if you look at line 50, total facility wells and T&D, that's at 54%. Line 56, total utilities for the office, that's at 54%. Line 69, which is total office expenses, that one's at 40%. And then total support services in line 78, that's at only 46%. So it's overall, it's a little more or less fairly close to what was budgeted. Okay. Any other questions on this page?
Website support's at 15%. Why is that? Line 76.
So it's that one's kind of the timing of the payment. Discount. It's for the web hosting costs, so for our website.
Okay.
It's the timing of the payment, so they don't send us the invoices regularly. They kind of just, it's kind of spread out weirdly throughout the year.
Okay.
Right, may I chime in on recruitment?
Yeah.
Like with any other business nowadays, they're having a real hard time recruiting. You know, we're a very small water district, and the larger ones, and also the large corporation, they're offering bonuses. Like Ralph Grocery, they're even offering not only a sign-up bonus, but you can get paid daily. So those are some of the challenge of recruiting people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we looking to incentivize that at all?
I'm sorry?
I said, are we looking to incentivize that at all? Like with the hiring bonus
or
something like that?
It's not really in our budget, and as a government agency, you can't offer sign-up bonuses. What the larger water districts are doing is, is benefits, and our starting pay is 18 to 21 bucks an hour. Like my stepson-in-law, he works for Mesa, which is Costa Mesa and surrounding unincorporated area. As an operator, he started at 38 bucks an hour. So those are some of the challenges that we're having.
Yeah. No, I understand.
All right, I'm going to move on to the next page then. So if you go to line 85, which is safety, right now that one's at 0%. We did do some safety purchases, traffic cones and stuff this month, so that one will show up on the next month's financials. But as of right now, it's at 0 just because we hadn't made any safety purchases.
Okay.
Line 86, tractor expenses. This account includes tractor repair and maintenance expense. Year-to-date is currently at 94% of the budget due to the $1,000 charges for backhoe maintenance performed in July and the $1,600 for the hydraulic line repairs in September. So those were some unexpected expenses that we didn't anticipate. Line 87, we have equipment rental. This account includes equipment rental expenses incurred by the district. Year-to-date is currently at 91% of budget due to increased traffic control services in November and December. So whenever there's like a big leak repair or service installation on a busy street, we have to have traffic control, and that's what that account is for. We had a lot more than we were expecting this year.
Okay.
But overall in line 90, total service, tools, and equipment, it's at 43%. So even with those high budgets, we're still under budget for this entire section. If we go down to line 97, total non-operating expenses, that's at 47%. And then line 98, total expenses, so including operating and non-operating, that's at 48% of the budget. So almost what was expected overall. Okay. If we go down the capital projects, line 101, which is the main street improvements under capital projects, that's at 14%, and this is for the expenses incurred for the new Main Street yard. That project is almost pretty much complete, so hopefully we won't really see any more activity in that section. So if so, we ended a lot lower than expected.
So the Main Street's just about done for $7,000?
Yeah, there was some expenses from the last fiscal year, but for this year, it's pretty much done. And there might be some more expenses that were incurred this month, so it'll show up on the next month's financials, but there shouldn't be a lot more cost besides that.
Okay.
We virtually met with the county today, and the property is we will not be paying rent starting February 1st. The gal that was supposed to come out from representing Riverside County, she needed to quarantine because she was exposed to COVID. And so we did a virtual walkthrough with her, and she accepted that. And then she had her a county employee bring their own padlocks to lock the gates.
And so officially we're no longer in the little building anymore?
Nope. We're now on the Pecan Main Street lot.
Nice. Yay. That's been a long time coming.
Yep, sure has.
Yeah. All right, and on line 111, the net income / loss, as of December 31st, the fiscal year-to-date net income was at $129,285. So right now we're in the positive. But do you have any other questions about any of the financials?
No.
All right, then. I don't know if you wanted to have like a vote to adjourn or just call for it to adjourn.
No, this is just we can adjourn.
This isn't a quorum. This is a committee, an ALEC committee.
All right, then meeting is adjourned at 5:17 p.m. on Tuesday, January 25th, 2022. So I guess we will talk to you at 6 o'clock.
Okay, we'll see you there. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.